Hey everyone, what's up? Jess Gonzalez here for Alternative Beast, and I'm here with
Services!
Woo! Yeah. One of the best ska bands in Jersey, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Hey,
well,
thank you.
Well, that's because I knew you guys for a while. But for those of you who don't know Survey Says, real quick, guys, who are you?
We got three of us here, three of five. I'm Henry, I play guitar, sing, and do managing stuff.
I'm DJ, I play trombone and sing and other stuff.
I'm Mike, I play saxophone, do backup vocals, and do other stuff.
We
are stuff doers.
Yeah.
Stuff doers. Like stuff gets done whenever you guys
absolutely.
Play.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We try.
Yeah.
Try.
So that's who's here. You're missing our trumpet player, Ricky, and our bass player, Nick, who
are currently running merch
rest
right
in
now.
Peace.
All your bandmates seem to die, because I remember, I've seen you guys way back when you first started out, and you had like an 8-piece band.
Jesse is one of the few people who saw us way and was part of this way in the beginning, and yeah, we've changed a lot of members over the years, mostly just because we've really increased our touring output and all the work we do, so. You know, we need people who are able to commit to what it is we need to do. So, I mean, that's just what happens. I mean, it's nothing like,
it's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate. It's not like we want it that way, but, it's what we need to do to keep the band going. So, but you have the three originals right here.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Awesome. And speaking of touring, you guys are pretty much wrapping up your tour with Big D.
Yes,
today's the last day.
Very last day of the tour. Dang. Very sad. But we're going out with a bang. We're playing with Less Than Jake, Mustard Plug, Big D, Red City Radio, and a bunch of locals.
Bunch of our local friends, Backyard Superheroes, Unbearable Slackers, and No Such Noise.
Yeah, very excited, very excited.
And it's like, right now we're actually outside of the venue, just painting the scene for our listeners. We're outside of the venue in our van, very creepily, and our set is in about an hour, and we're just banging this out. For
just chilling, because you guys are so prepared, It's
like, yeah.
It's whatever.
Well, actually, yeah, we are. It's fucked up. Like, we get ready, and then I have nothing to do. I get bored. I just walk around. So I'm glad that you showed up so we could do this thing.
Well, yeah, anytime, guys. I remember way back when, for all the audio listeners, they were all going to be like, way back when. But, because I'm that old, You guys once, I think it was, you played a cover song for Patent Pending. Next thing you know, played a show with Patent Pending. Hoped to book a show with Less Than Jake. Played a Less Than Jake cover song.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I remember that. So,
and then,
Every band that we covered as a young band, we ended up playing a show with. And now we covered Big D's My Girlfriend's on Drugs once, and then
once,
one time. It was in a backyard party thing, and for the fun. And then now I guess we're on tour with them, so I guess we should probably cover like a Creed song in the middle
of Creed reunion tour.
Because that's how you make people like you. It's the tour with Creed.
Yeah, and Nickelback.
Yeah.
Our favorites.
Hey, yeah.
But that's the I guess that was the flow of things.
Now. You guys are one of the prime examples from starting off small to working your way up to bigger and bigger. Yeah, because for those of you who don't know, Survey Says was just a small little local Jersey band, and now they're off touring with guys like Big D and Less Than Jake. How does that feel for you guys to be during that, to feel that evolution?
It's really, it's weird.
It's pretty surreal, actually.
It's surreal, it's weird, it's great.
Awkward.
It's awkward, it's so many things.
In a good way.
In a really good way. It's not as if,
way possible.
It's like, I happen to be a Big D every day. It's like, I spend so much time, listening to them, and I spend so much time growing up and listening to their music, and then to be peers with them and to have them view you as equals is really weird. I just to give you guys perspective, I play the guitar. I still play live as the guitar I played my first gig with, and so I like the evolution. It's a very, you know, this band is very grassroots. We had no idea what the hell we were doing. We still don't, in certain respects. It feels all sorts of things.
Mostly incredible.
Yeah. Mostly incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still playing the horn that I've played on pretty much my entire, it's got 400 plus shows on it. And I've
still never technically owned a
saxophone. So what, you've been borrowing saxophones?
Renting.
Yeah, oh, that's what we gotta do.
Wouldn't it be cheaper just to buy one?
You'd think
at
that.
At this rate?
You'd think so.
Well, I mean, when you rent, like, it's like a $2,000 saxophone, so it's like, you know, right. Rather pay $20 a month on that than pay that expensive, can't afford
we never
that.
Have $2,000 on hand.
Yeah. Yeah. We never have any money on
hand. We never have any money on hand.
Typical life of a band member. No money.
Oh, yeah. No, that's how it is, but it's what we enjoy doing.
I mean, try not to complain about it too much.
No, we don't. It's we really don't give a shit about money. It's not a big deal.
It's all about the music and the fun. Oh, and absolutely. The skanking and the skanks. Yeah. The skanking skanks.
Yeah, and skanks. Yeah. I love skanks.
Any, do you guys have any fun stories from this past tour?
No. It was all terrible. No.
We had a bunch. What? Some are weird. Some are not. Some are not so becoming. Some are. I don't know. It's tough to think of like something that other people would think is cool.
what's a fun story?
Everything's just an inside joke.
Would be fun. Yeah, I mean like.
We told jokes in the van.
Right, like, our idea of what fun is very different from other people.
For the most part, like, all of us are pretty much straight edge, whether we admit it or not. And, it's like, you know, we don't really party and such, but, like, we still have a shit ton of fun anyway. It's mostly just, like, just...
It's because I never grew up, so I never felt the need to, like... I don't know. I just don't need it. I get really stupid anyway.
Like, right now, like, this is the first tour recently that we haven't done it just because my laptop broke for a while. But, like, you'll see, like, Jesse's in the van. Like, we have two TVs in the van right now. We have the built-in one, and we have our monitor here. Like, we play, for the most part, always play, like, Super Smash Brothers Brawl on, like, 16-hour rides because my computer runs a Wii emulator. Nice. So, like, that's our fun, you know?
We were watching The Sopranos on VHS. Like,
oh, yeah. Like,
Monty Python.
Monty Python.
Very like, nice. We're nerds, like, and it shows in our music and in our merch even. Like, I have, you know, we designed a Zelda shirt and a Mario shirt and whatnot. You know, my 3DS is right up there.
Yeah, we've got ours.
Mine's not charged.
Yeah. I'm about to say, like, what games you guys have?
I just got Y. So,
I didn't get Pokemon X yet. I pre-ordered it. It's actually pre-ordered like 5 miles from here, but it already expired on the pre-order. So.
Yeah.
I've been playing Y, and if I'm not driving or playing guitar, I'll play Y and stuff like that. So I've been
playing The Sims on my computer.
The Sims.
Yeah.
Man, so far I heard two really old callbacks. Straight edge, a term I haven't heard in ages.
Really?
And Sims. Yeah, like no one, I don't think anyone ever really nowadays uses that term.
Well, I mean, we use it. We're not like militant about it. We don't call ourselves straight edge.
We don't have X's down the legs and like hardcore fucking I just don't drink or smoke. It's just really what it is.
Yeah. You know, I mean, a lot of people think it's kind of strange, but I think that's part of the reason. I mean, not to say that you can't be successful if you do it, but with our personality types, I think it's part of the reason why we've had success. Just because it doesn't distract us, it doesn't stop us from moving forward. You know, it never gives us any.
It doesn't mix with us. Like you know, like they're you know, like Red City Radio will party their asses off, but they have the ability to do that. Like, you know, I guess I don't understand it. I really don't. Like some bands are able to just like go really overboard. With
I mean,
stuff
if I take two
and still be able to do their thing, like I could never do that.
If I take two Excedrins, if I take two Excedrins, I'm out. Like it's game over.
Right. Like no, I can't. You know. Fucking, I, we need to go to like after the show, they're like, yeah, like not Red City Radio, but like anybody who lives, like, yo, let's go party whenever. I'm like, yo, dude, I want to go to fucking sleep. I just need to sleep so I can make tomorrow happen. So, like, you know, it's just not part of what we do, but we still have fun, which is you.
Yeah. So. See, most people would say that, oh, you're old, you got to go to bed soon, but I feel
we go to bed at 8 in the morning. Eight at night. I'm just like saying, like, no, I got to get some sleep so I can drive the band tomorrow.
Like, no, like, I got a show. I completely understand how you feel because even though I photograph shows, after I'm done, like, the first three songs, I'm like, all right, I got to get to bed because I got to wake up and do the same thing tomorrow.
Right, yeah.
Man, you know, so. I got to drive out to a venue. I don't work as hard as you guys. You guys put forth all the hard work.
Well, thank you.
You know, I stand there with the camera clicked.
This is show number 182 of 2013 for us. So.
And we will crack 200 by the end of the year. Because we're going on tour again in a couple weeks again.
But, the West Coast.
Yep.
Can you say anything or?
Yeah, we can talk about it. It's pretty much announced.
What, the tour?
The West Coast tour?
Oh yeah, we're going back out to do another tour on our own. Just going to do West Coast stuff.
Stuff
for next year I can't really talk about. But for the rest of the year we're gonna finish out the year touring, do our holiday shows at home. Back to PA, Jersey, New York, all that shit, and celebrate all our holiday stuff. And then we're doing our new album in the winter/spring, and it should be out around March, April, and then we'll be touring again, and then we'll have new music, and it'll be awesome.
Then it's just a vicious cycle. Yeah, tour, album, album, tour.
Well,
tour,
I mean, this will be our first album in almost 2 years. So, I mean,
full length.
Just put out an EP with a couple new songs. We redid a few and put like two or three new songs out. Just as a small release, but especially for the Big D tour, just to have new music, new recordings. But this will be our first full length in almost 2 years. So, I'm really excited about that.
Very, very excited.
Loving all the new stuff, which I can't show anybody, but we will soon. We will soon.
All right. Where can people find all your stuff?
Any of our websites. So, surveysays.net.
And remember, if you go to
SURVAYS.net.
The A is on purpose.
Yes, we know it's spelled incorrectly. We did it. We did it because MySpace already had bands with an E, and we did it with an A. That's the damn story. I wish I had a cooler one. But surveysays.net, facebook.com/surveysays.
If you go to surveysays.net, there's a link right to the right to our Bandcamp, which has all of our music for free.
Yes, we recently put all of our back stuff up for free. So download it, share it amongst your friends, give it to everybody who wants you to have it.
And also to our merch store, which has all our shirts and stuff.
Which are cool.
Which are not free.
They are awesome. I got to see them for the first time and freaking I want one.
Thank you.
I had the money, I would get it.
Jesse remembers when we used to like write on our shirts to make them shirts.
Yeah.
And so
Sharpie shirts.
Yeah, so we've come a long way.
Definitely.
We still make our own merch though. So like that's
okay.
I run
a screen printing company.
Oh, very nice.
Plug again, 300 screen printing. You guys need shirts, hit us up.
Yeah. We've always been pretty, as DIY as possible. And we still do all of our own merch, and we still, design most of it ourselves. And
it's a legit screen printing company too. It's not like, oh, I got this little press.
No, yeah, no.
Freaking, we got a warehouse. So, get at me.
but yeah, that's definitely one thing we've always been about is working hard at what you want to do.
So. You've come this far, and it shows. All right, thank you very much.
Hey,
thank you, man.
Thank you for having us.
And like they said, check them out, surveysays.net.
The links will probably be somewhere on the site right here, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll throw in show notes, check them on the show notes and whatnot on the page. But definitely check out their music. Download for free. Once again, free.
Free music.
I mean, if you want to give money, you can.
We want you to have the music. We want you to listen.
Because that's what it's all about. The music, being straight edge. And I just want to attest, for those people who say, you don't have any fun when you don't drink. It's a lot of fun watching drunk people.
Oh, definitely.
Sometimes.
Definitely. I mean, like,
depending on,
a story. Do you want to tell a quick story?
A quick story.
I got into a fight with a guy for putting drinks on our merch table. And, like, I asked him very politely to move them. And he kind of, like, gave me this, like, death glare. And he, like, moved them over to the other side. And I was like, okay, man, like, it's cool. Like, I just don't, like, you get shit spilled and it's just not cool. So I asked him to move it and he's like, oh, man. And then he started getting in my face.
As the night
goes
on, he started drinking more of those drinks.
Yeah. I got more and more drunk and more and more drunk. And this is an example of a guy who just gets belligerent and it was not cool. Got into a fight, almost got kicked out of the venue. It was not cool. It's not a very happy story. But it's a story.
I just want a quick disclaimer. We're not like a straight edge band. Like, hey, that's part of our music. What we do. It's
I love hanging out with drunk people.
Me and DJ. and Mike. Well, actually, most of us really are straight, but not a have hard way.
It's your morals. It's what you guys do.
Yeah. That just happens to be us as people. It doesn't really reflect in our music. Just so you know.
No,
we're not representatives of the straight edge gang or any of that shit. You know, none of that TG FSU shit. So no.
If you want good party music and fun music, then come to freaking Survey Says. Listen to those guys.
Oh, yeah. Party music with feeling.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
You'll see.
Definitely check it out.
I gotta go warm up.
We gotta go play our set now.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Jag.
Jesse Gonzalez signing off from Alternative Beasts. Everybody, peace.
Jag 1.